You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chua.
For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to ACT MP Karen Chua, also about the latest figures measuring child poverty rates in Aotearoa, which show no statistically significant improvement. We also discussed the ACT Party's response to those protesting against Posy Parker and anti-trans hate over the weekend. Here is that interview. What is your response to these latest figures?
Yeah, I find it extremely disappointing that we're not getting anywhere, but I also find it a little bit disappointing that we're not focusing on what the actual problems are. We can keep upping minimum wage, we can keep upping benefits, but that's only a band-aid solution to what the problems actually are. And there's lots of other issues in the background that aren't being addressed that could help with those poverty measures. It's not just about giving people a temporary solution of just giving them some more money. It's about making sure that the goods and services that are being provided to people don't outstrip money that we have. So rent is a major issue with poverty. A lot of people's income actually goes towards rent, and the price of putting a roof over your head is just astronomical for some people, and it can take up to 60% of some people's wages. And so that needs to be addressed, the housing issue. The other issue is around health. You know, if you can't get to a doctor or get the healthcare needs that you need, and you're sitting waiting for surgery, the solution is you'll end up having to either quit your job, end up on the sickness benefit, lose everything that you've worked for because you're not getting the services provided to you. So there's a lot of issues going on in the background that are creating this poverty, and we need to address those problems.
The ACT Party has opposed welfare payments for whānau, and we're the only party as well to vote against the Child Poverty Reduction Bill. Can you explain why this was?
Because I don't think the Child Poverty Reduction Bill actually addresses what the issue is with poverty. Material hardship is the issue, but what is the reason behind the material hardship? And we need to actually be addressing those problems. And it's very easy to put up policies that sound great, but they can actually be a distraction from actually fixing the issues, and they become a band-aid issue that never actually solves the problem. We need to be solving the underlying issues. We are putting people into a poverty trap by not providing the goods and services in a way that is good for the people of New Zealand. And I've spoken to people that are on waiting lists for surgeries. If they got the surgery, they'd be working, they'd be able to provide for their family, they would have more income coming into their household. But while they're waiting, they're stuck in this poverty trap. We need to be addressing those problems.
You spoke about rent being a big cost for families. There's been some discussion about rent controls as a possible solution to the housing crisis. Is this something that you would support?
Look, there's always unintended consequences when government starts coming in and creating rules like that. More legislation is not the answer. The answer is less legislation, less red tape and bureaucracy. Let landlords... We need to stop this attack on landlords and stop this constant rhetoric around that it's all the landlord's fault. When we keep adding costs onto landlords, they're going to pass that on to their tenants. And when we make it harder to build, when we make it harder to get consent, when we have a issue of that becoming more expensive, and we continue passing legislation through Parliament that actually harms the people we say we're trying to help, and that's where I have an issue. Even when it comes to basic transport now, to buy a cheaper vehicle is almost impossible. It's the poorer people that are struggling because of bad legislation.